Your Bible and go to the book of Titus. It'll be on the screen there for you here in just a few minutes. And here in the last few Sundays, we've been talking about salvation words. Salvation words. One Sunday we dealt with imputation. And another Sunday we dealt with justification. We talked about redemption one Sunday. Repentance last Sunday. We hadn't dealt with sanctification or glorification. Propitiation, reconciliation. All of these are salvation words that are found in the Bible. You say, well, why in the world do we need to know about all of these salvation words? Well, as I said last Sunday, you can have everything right. You can dress right. You can part your hair right. You can wear the right clothes and all of that. But if you have salvation wrong, it don't matter what you got right. You got to have salvation right. Now, all of these churches in Dyersburg, all these churches in Tennessee, all these churches over in the world, every church does things just a little different, and that's fine. Some people like certain kind of music, and that, whatever. Whatever it floats your boat, that is totally fine. All the preferences. Some preachers wear a tie, and some preachers don't, and they like to breathe. And sometimes I will, you know, but anyway. Some people don't like beards or facial hair and all that stuff I said last Sunday. But ladies and gentlemen, all that stuff is preference. But if you've got salvation wrong, it don't matter if you dress right. If you got salvation wrong, everything's wrong. So I want you to look at Titus, if you would, Titus chapter number 3. And look at verse number 3. We'll read 3 verses. I'm going to pray and then we're going to go to some other verses. Are you there? Say amen. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish. Now, this is talking about you before you got saved. We were also sometimes foolish. How many of you just want to be honest with everybody and say, yep, I have been. Disobedient. Deceived. Serving diverse lusts and pleasures. Living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Aren't you glad when God butts in? But after that, now try your best. Try your best to stay in your seat. Don't get excited on this. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. not by works of righteousness which we have done. It ain't anything I've ever done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. By the washing of, here's our word, regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, this morning for allowing us to be here. A great service already. Lord, I pray that You would help me not mess it up, but Lord, that we would help the service and add something to the service. And God, I pray that You would allow us to do that. We'll thank You for all that You do. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. This word regeneration, all of these salvation words we've talked about, and I've tried to give you a definition, but this word regeneration means to be imparted life, to generate again. In other words, to make alive. Someone that was dead and now is living. To be regenerated, to give life to. Wouldn't you just like to start all over and have a clean slate? Well, regeneration does that. It's not riches. It's not respect. It's not religion. You can be religious and still go to hell. You can be religious and go to church every Sunday and still not go to heaven. There was an old preacher, George Whitfield. George Whitfield would preach on John 3:3, and he would preach on, you must be born again. He would preach again, and he would say, you must be born again. And he would preach again, and he would say, you must be born again. And then somebody came to him and says, George Whitfield, why do you keep preaching the same sermon? Why do you keep preaching this same sermon? You don't have any more sermons? Why do you keep preaching? You must be born again. He said, because you must be born again. Now, let me give you just a few things in John chapter number 3. I want you to look at John chapter number 3. I'll have it on the screen there for you. But in John chapter number 3, I want you to look at this real quick. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, talking to Nicodemus, verily, verily, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And every lady in here says, no. And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The must of being born again. Let me give you 3 points, 3 long points. Regeneration is not reformation. Reformation will put a man in a new suit. Regeneration will put a new man in an old suit. Reformation is changing the outside. Regeneration is changing on the inside. Regeneration, you must be born again. Born from above. Wipe the slate clean. Start all over, if you would. Nicodemus, he was a religious man. He was a man, a respectable man. He was a rich man, but it doesn't matter what you have. What you have can't change you. Romans 3:10, as is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What does it mean to be born again? Everybody in here looks like they've already been born once. Everybody looks like they've been born once, but have you been born twice? You say, you may be like Nicodemus. Preacher, that makes no sense. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time and do all this thing in the hospital and all that? No, friend. Nicodemus was thinking physical. This is a spiritual thing. This is an inside job. This is not an outside job. An outside job was when you're born the first time. The second time you were born was by the Holy Spirit of God. You ever thought about this? There's different kingdoms. We noticed in our text, it says, Jesus said, except a man be born again, regenerated, born again, that's what the word means, you cannot see the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is in heaven. Well, I thought about this. There's a mineral kingdom, and then you've got a plant kingdom, and then you have an animal kingdom, and then you have a human race kingdom. And did you know a mineral cannot look at the plant kingdom and say, you know what? I want to be a plant and I'm just going to switch kingdoms. He ain't do it. A plant can't say, look up at the animal kingdom and say, you know what? I want to be an animal. I want to move from the plant kingdom to the animal kingdom. In an animal kingdom, no matter what they tell you. Now, listen to this preacher really good. Zoom in really good right here. It doesn't matter what your school teacher told you, how many degrees they have. Even if they have a Ph.D. on the end of the name, all that means is post hole digger. A Ph.D. on the end of somebody's name means they're educated and it's cute and all. It's sort of like a curl on a pig's tail. It's cute and all, but it don't put any more ham on the hog. Hallelujah. It don't matter what they told you in school or college, you can't. No matter what they say, an animal can't look at the human race and say, you know what? I'm going to start out as a tadpole, and then I'm going to turn into a frog, then I'm going to turn into something, and then, an animal of some kind, and then I'm going to turn into a college professor at Harvard. You can't jump kingdoms like that. No matter what they say, you can't jump kingdom. The animal kingdom can't jump over into the human kingdom. Now watch this. You say, preacher, where are you going with this? I'm fixing to tell you. A human kingdom can't look at the kingdom of God and just by themselves say, you know what? I want to go to the kingdom of God. And I'm going to do it on my own. You can't switch kingdoms like that. You say, preacher, can you prove it? Yep, I can. I do. I try my best to do my homework. Do y'all know that the closest planet to the sun, that's out there in the second heaven. Out there in the second heaven. Mercury is the closest planet to the sun. And did you know that average temperature is 354 degrees? Raise your hand if you could live out there on Mercury. Raise your hand. Doesn't think so. Now, there's another little planet out there called Pluto. Not on Disney. I'm talking about Pluto as a planet. It is the furthest planet from the sun, and it is negative 387 degrees on a good day. How many can live out there? Now, you're all thinking, preacher, what in the world are you trying to tell? I'm trying to tell you, if you can't even get yourself out to outer space without some help, how you planning on get to heaven on your own without some help? You can't get to Mercury. You can't get to Pluto. You can't live on Mars. No matter how many times they trying to put somebody out there. If God wanted to intend somebody to live out there, he'd have put somebody out there. But he put us on the world planet stage so we could hear the gospel. So we could make it to the third heaven where the kingdom of God is by changing kingdoms. And the only way you can change kingdoms is to be born the second time into it. Amen. You must be born again. The must be born again. Now, let me give you this. I don't know that I could do everybody because I'm not that strong. But, you know, with two hands, Sammy, with two hands. Now, Sammy's a military man, and he's pretty strong. He could take his two hands and pick most people up. But now, have you ever thought about this? I mean, are you a strong man? A strong man, if I could reach down and put my hands, I used to could do that, can't now, put my hands under my feet. Can you lift yourself up? I don't care how many days a week you work out, you can't lift yourself up. And I'm trying to tell you, no matter how many times you come to church, how many times you get baptized, how many times you read your Bible through, you can't pick yourself up. Somebody else has got to help you. Hallelujah. Now I gave you the must of being born again. Number two, the mystery of being born again. The mystery. If you were to go back to verse number four, Nicodemus asked an important question. He says, how in the world can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb be born? Now let me help you. I know. We have smart individuals in this room. Everybody in here knows you don't have to go to biology class, but it takes... If you want to bring a child into the world, y'all with me? You bring a child into the world, it takes a pink elephant and a blue elephant. Takes a pink one and a blue one. Two pigs. Two bulls don't have a cow. Two bulls don't have cows. And two roosters can't have chickens. Very simple. Y'all don't get quiet on me. Now I'm just giving you a little science. I am following the science. They want me to follow science. I'm following the science. It don't work. Pink elephant, blue elephant. Man, woman come together. It takes two. And then a first birth takes place. Now. You say, preacher, how does a second birth take place? Well, if it takes two people to get a baby into the world to be spiritually born again, it takes two people. You say, preacher, how do you know? 1 Peter 1:23. You ready? Being born again. There's our word. Born again. How? Not by corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. What's the incorruptible seed? By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So if you want to be born again, you're sitting in church right now. And when you got saved, I promise you, the word is being preached. And the word and the Holy Spirit. Remember, I told people, Holy Spirit and the word. And the Holy Spirit and the word are here this morning. Would y'all not agree? And so you're sitting there listening to the seed of the word. And then the Holy Spirit comes through your seat. And he and the word of God come together and start knocking on your heart. Say, I want to produce new life into you. And the word, the incorruptible seed of the word, and the Holy Spirit of God come together, and I was birthed into the family of God. Not by my mama and daddy, but by the word and the Holy Spirit of God. That's how that happens. It's the mystery. It takes two parties to have a kid. And so we look at that now. Here's something I want to show you. I think it's a verse, Dalton, if you can find it quicker than I can, help yourself. But Nicodemus was a little confused, and he said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, verily, verily, Nicodemus, listen, son, listen. I know you're a smart individual. You graduated college, but listen, let me tell you something. We're not talking about physical, we're talking about spiritual. He says, except a man be born of water and the Spirit. Now, y'all are looking going, I wonder what that water birth is. Well, all right, here we go. Y'all ready? Biology class again. Ladies, y'all help us men. Help us men that wasn't there. We might have been there, but we stayed far away from the reach. And us, we're sitting at home. We got our bags packed. We're waiting, and we're waiting to get to that hospital because there's a birth fixing to take place. And I'm telling you, ladies, help us. What is the last thing that happens before birth comes into being? Water breaks. Let me get to the Pentecostal side. Water breaks. Everybody in here has been born of the water. That's a physical birth. You say, how do you know? The next verse, I think it's verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That defines the water in verse 5. It's a little Wednesday night, but you can stand it. Be born of the water, physical, and of the Spirit. That's a spiritual birth. That matches in verse number 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's the water. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's the spiritual. You must be born again. To get to that other kingdom that we cannot go to in this body, I have to be born again to get into that kingdom. and it's a must. It's a mystery. I'll admit it's a mystery. But ladies and gentlemen, a matter of fact, it describes this thing as the wind. I didn't put the verse up there, but the next verse, let me see if I can recall it. Let's see. Marvel not, I say unto thee, you must be born again. About verse 8 says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whether it goeth. So is everyone that's been born of the Spirit. You say, preacher, explain that. Well, y'all go outside, you ever see a flag, the wind blowing flag? You don't see the wind, you see the effect. You see the effects of the wind blowing. You don't see the Spirit blowing. But when you look out, you ought to be able to tell if somebody's a Christian. You shouldn't have to announce it. People ought to be, oh, that's a Christian right there. Why? Because I see the wind blow.
Yeah.
I see the wind blowing all over their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, you don't go by feeling. Well, I tell you, this is what I've been told. I always remember this story. There's a little fella, and he was flying a kite, and it was way up in the clouds. You couldn't even see the kite. He's sitting there holding the string like this. Old man come by and said, boy, what are you doing? He said, I'm flying a kite. Old man looked at him, I don't see no kite. He said, there's one up there. He said, well, I don't believe it. I don't see it. He handed him that rope, said, hold this a minute and you'll feel it up there tugging.
Amen.
When y'all look up, I don't see you. I don't see God. I don't see him with my physical eyes. But I'm telling you, when them girls up here doing that song, and if you didn't feel the wind start blowing, I felt him tugging on my heart. The means, the must and the mystery. But let me get to this third point, because they didn't open the kitchen door. And I'm telling you, them burgers is coming through. That bologna is coming through. And I'm telling you, son, caught me right. The means of being born again. You say, preacher, how does a person be born again? All right, I'm fixing to tell you. All right. Same John 3. Watch this. It's on the screen for you, ain't it? And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He had to be lifted up. He had to come down from heaven and be lifted up on the cross. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have how long? Eternal life. Maybe you know this verse. Say it with me if you know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes. Now, it's what it, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. That's not why he came. But that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he hadn't believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 36, if you were to read verse 36, it'll tell you this. It'll tell you, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Say, preacher, what are you trying to tell us this morning? Real simple. You must be born again. To get into that kingdom, to move from a human kingdom to the kingdom of God, you have to be born into it by the Holy Spirit of God. If that's a spiritual kingdom, you have to be born into that spiritual kingdom. Now, Sammy's coming to the piano. Everybody enjoys when I say that. He's going to start playing something. I don't know. Whatever he picks. But I heard about a man. He died and went to heaven. Met the angel Gabriel there at the entrance. The angel said, here's how it's going to work. You need 100 points to get into heaven. I'll give you points for good things you've done. And then I'll add them up at the end. He said, okay, sounds good to me. The man says, I was married to the same woman for 50 years. The angel said, man, that's wonderful. I'll give you 2 points. The man thought, he said, man, that ought to be worth 80 or 90 points. You only give me 2. He said, nope, just 2. Just 2 points. What else did you do? Well, the man thought for a bit. He said, well, I went to the same church for 75 years, and I tithed for 50 of those years. Gabriel said, that's pretty good, too. I'll give you 1 point for that. What else did you do? The man said, at this rate, the only way I'm ever going to get into heaven is by the grace of God. Gabriel says, that's worth 100 points. That's worth 100 points right there. Just the very grace of God. Ladies, y'all did a wonderful job. Good job. And I'm telling you, I hope and pray, everybody in the room, I'm talking about everybody in the room. You saw what they did, and I'm telling you, that's what being born again, it will change you from being in bondage to being free. Being born again. It's not joining a church. It's not shaking the preacher's hand. It's not signing a card. It's not getting baptized. It's not turning over a new leaf and being good and quitting this and stop that and stop this and start this and quit that. That'd be like me trying to pick myself up. It ain't that. Salvation ain't a plan. It's in a man. And his name is Jesus. I say like George Whitefield. You must be born again to get in that kingdom. Now, right now, I'll tell you what's happening. The Holy Spirit of God and the Word that you heard preached are coming together. And they're knocking. If you've never been born again, it's knocking, wanting to birth you into the family of God. You can accept or reject. You can receive that. Say, preacher, I don't believe it. John 1:12 says, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Have you been born again? You've been regenerated. Slate, wiped clean, start all over. A new life in Christ. You say, preacher, what if I mess up after I get saved? Well, what'd you do when you messed up when your mom and daddy's house? They kick you out of the house? Or did they pick you back up, dust you off, say, try it again? People mess up after they get saved? What do you think, God kick you out of family? A little kid goes over and sticks his hand in the light socket. What do? Don't do that. You get birthed to the family of God. You try to do something stupid. God's Holy Spirit said, and sometimes that right there don't work. So he has to. I got news for you. God don't put anybody in time out. You won't find time outs in the Bible. He'll put the Board of Education on the seat of learning. And business starts picking up. He said, preacher, how do you know you're saved? Because I've been whipped by my Heavenly Father before. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Let's all stand on the building. Maybe you need to come. You've never been born again. Sammy's playing.